The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we're coming from you today from the Owasapie Scout Reservation, a Boy Scout camp in Twin Lake, Michigan. It's America's oldest Boy Scout camp that started back in 1911, and it's 5,800 acres, and any boy or girl who's in the scouting program just feels the magic. As soon as they get out of their vehicle and they touch the ground, they're flying from that point. It's unbelievable. But it's a great place, and I'm just having a great time with everybody here. And remember to tell all your friends, though, to tune in and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Chicago app, or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast, and you'll hear today's show. Or you can listen to one of our older shows that we've had. They're all listed right there. Or you can subscribe for free, and then just boom, as 1, 2, 3, and it's downloaded to your phone or computer. And remember to like us, important, at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You'll have a great time with us. And so sit back, lay back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe have a little can of whatever, make a sandwich, make yourself breakfast. Just remember, you're listening to the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest. Hey, this past week, as I mentioned at the very top, we're out at the Owasapie Scout Reservation with a couple of my grandkids. They're up there having a great time, and about 900 to 1,000 scouts are just having a field day like you would imagine they could. And I just had the time of my life up here doing it with all the kids. And I was with some very young anglers also from the family camp and watched several kids catch their very first fish. And believe me, all the memories that I have about my first fish come roaring up. That's a great thing we all should do, is find somebody and let them catch their first fish. Don't even bring your fishing rod. Put all the effort into them catching the fish. We'll have a great time. Well, I hope you're ready for today's show because, A, I'm tired with all the grandkids, and B, I'm ready to do the show this morning. So follow me into the great outdoors. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we have, I hope, Captain Tony's going to be calling in with a Lake Michigan report because he's been going so far out, there's no cell signal out there. Then my favorite school teacher, Eileen Rice. Well, you know her for my first grade fishing program that she does at the East Prairie School in Skokie, Illinois. She did something that I got to tell you. I have to tell you. You know, everybody should hear this, really. Tell all your friends. When you listen to her interview, listen to everybody. Just, and tell everybody about, we all need to do this. Just like taking out the young kids, we need to talk about taking out the more mature anglers. Maybe they can't get out. They have, you know, bad knees, their health, or they've lost all their friends. They maybe not have had the gear anymore, but they still love to go fishing. And what she did was she went out with a very good guide, She took out her mother-in-law, as a matter of fact, as I'm thinking about it. She went out with guide William Heim from Night Prowler Guide Service on Geneva. He's got a pontoon boat, and it's really easy for someone who has difficulties movable and walking to get on the boat. They had put her life jacket on, sat in a lawn chair, and just had the perfect time of riding in a boat, feeling the wind in her face, catching some smallmouth. How can you go wrong with taking a mature angler, maybe who hasn't done it in 5, 10, 20 years? Think about that. Wouldn't you love to have someone do that, take you out when you get a little bit older? Yep, this is a new one on the list, boys and girls. Let's make sure we do that. Then after that, we've got a really cool interview with Ken Husker O'Malley. He's going to come on, and we're going to talk to him about summer patterns, because this man fishes almost every day of the week. And he says he's had to change a few things, and he's catching more fish again. But he's going to tell us exactly what he does to catch these fish, and that's always a cool thing. We will then have more outdoor information in the Aiden Fishing Report, because we went out and did a little fishing, too, and in the final segment of the show, and you never know who just might call in. I really hope Captain Tony gets within cell range. Okay, let's see who's on the phone. Oh, it's Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching them fishies swim away. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Hey, I was up in Michigan for a couple of days and didn't do any salmon fishing, but I did some bass fishing and a lot of bluegill fishing. What's going on in the big pond on up by you?
We're blue water fishing out deep, starting 150, going out to 260.
Mm-hmm.
There's scattered fish around. So basically, we hit small pods out there spinning around on them. Long lines, 300 coppers, 400 coppers, 10 color leads, 8 color leads are working with spoons on them.
Mm-hmm.
Flies and dodgers are working anywhere from probably 50 down to 90.
Mm.
Then, various spoons, you know, we just flipping around different spoons, seeing what bites on them. But otherwise, yeah, definitely deep water fishing.
Deep water fishing. Are standard stuff you're doing with the, you know, spinning glows for the Lakers? You're going green flies and Dodgers?
Oh, actually, we're not putting nothing down for Lakers. Mm. They're suspended. We caught some on, I think, the 8 color, the 11 color, and one of the riggers down 60, I believe. I think we got one on a wire dipsy.
Mm.
I think he was down 200. But, yeah, there you could see him down there. But, you know, when you're out that deep, unless you're running, like, 25-pound balls to get straight down, you know. But the marks ain't there, you know. The screen's blank here and there. But once we see fish, you know, it seems like they're active. But, yeah, the standard stuff, you know. I'm still running little stubbies, some bigger metals, some big plastics. A lot of aquas, a lot of white flies are working. You find fish. You remember what I said last week. Never leave fish to find fish, you know.
I want a T-shirt like
start that. Start point A, start point B. You get them. Yep. Pop a mark on your finder, you know. You get in there a couple, hit another mark on your, mm-hmm. your plotter screen, you know. This way you know where you caught a couple doubles, you know.
Yeah.
We did have a triple go a little while ago. We got all three of them in, which is pretty nice. But, no, definitely if you're a small boat, you got the opportunity to work, you know, 90 to 120, you know, and then, you know, you got the small boat, so you got speed there. You can always bail and run out to deep water, you know, because there are a few kings inside, but they're really not staging like they should right now. Maybe August.
Maybe August they'll do that. And when we talk about, you know, colors, these are lines that have copper down the center of them, and then they're wrapped with another material. The fish line is wrapped, and there's these colors, and the color changes, what, every 8 feet? 8 feet or 10 feet?
Ten yards. That would be a lead core. It would be lead and wrapped around some micron.
Mm-hmm.
Micron. And then the copper, strictly copper wire, a coated copper wire.
Coated copper wire.
You know.
So when...
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe a 200 coppers going down, maybe like a 10-color lead, 40 feet, you know. So definitely covered a water columns with different types of lures, you know. Definitely run like a, let's say, a 8-color, 11-color, maybe a 300 copper on one side and mix it up on the other side, you mm-hmm. know. There are some fish in 5 colors, too. There's rainbows out there.
Good.
Some blue and silver spoons for us. But, Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Right. Great fishing. Good this time of year. Quality fish.
All right, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to find a day to go out with Diamond Ghost Charters and hunt up these unbelievable salmon that you're catching, what's the best way to do it?
Call me on my cell phone at area code 847-366-0741.
All right.
I'm not answering. Just leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And out in 260, which is 10 miles, phone reception is not the best.
There's no tower out there.
No.
And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Get the rod.
Fish on. Okay. Take care, Tony.
You guys be safe out there. Good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again,
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Papa was a fishing man. Hey,
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I'm still not recouped from the 4th of July week. Having a holiday in the middle of the week is just going to kill me. But that's okay. I made it through. Went fishing, did this, did that. A lot of neat stuff with the grandkids. But on the phone with me right now is one of my absolute favorite people on the face of the earth. Teacher extraordinaire, fisherman extraordinaire. You know, she has taught more kids and adults how to get into the great outdoors through school and many other things, but it's my favorite teacher, Eileen Rice. How are you, dear?
Good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I think. I'm still, you know, on my 12th cup of coffee, but... You know, you did something with Mom, and so many people... I mean, you didn't just open my eyes, because I've done it before for other people, but I went, Chauncey, you haven't talked about this in a long time. It's, you know, as we, I mean, I know you're only 29 years old.
I wish, but thank you.
You know, she's only 29, everybody. You know, but I mean, you know, when you look at somebody that they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, things just don't want to work like they used to work in the body. They can't move as well. They can't do this. And you took the next step with, who was it?
My mother-in-law, Judy. We took her out for a guided fishing trip with Night Prowler guide service, Billy Heim. Mm-hmm. And he has a pontoon boat, which made it much easier for her to get onto the boat and navigate around the boat. And took her out fishing for the first time in like 9 years. My father-in-law passed away more than 9 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And we were just so thrilled to get her on the water again. It just made all of our hearts full.
Oh, and I mean, and this is something I want everybody to, when you sent me the photos and I read it on your Facebook post about taking Mom out, and I said, oh my, we have to get this on the air, because, you know, everybody, they, you don't think, hey, I'm going to go out with my buddies, but, you know, maybe there's that Uncle Joe or Aunt Sally or your grandmother or your mother that, you know, hasn't been out fishing in 5 or 10 years. I mean, I have a 101-year-old aunt that basically she can, I'm not going to say she can see, she's legally blind. I mean, she can't see very detail, but she can see outlines and stuff. But you put a fishing pole in her hand, and there's a smile on her face from ear to ear.
That's exactly what we experienced. I mean, my in-laws took me fishing back when my husband was in college, and he couldn't go fishing, so they said, come on, Eileen, let's go fishing. So, you know, for all the years that they took me, it was such a pleasure to be able to get her back on the water and enjoy the day and just reminisce about all the old good times that we've had on the water together as a family with my kids when they were little, and just reliving some really good times together.
And that's exactly whether they're catching a
6-8 10-inch bluegill, or they're catching a 2-pound bass, or they hooked the fish and it broke the line because that fish just got bigger, if you know your parents. This is an opportunity for them to become that kid with a coffee can with night crawlers and a cane pole again.
Exactly right. I mean, we relived all the experiences from when she had gone on trips with my father-in-law to when the boys were young and, you know, they took them fishing to her grandkids, you know. So it was just such a pleasurable day, and to see the smile on her face and the twinkle in her eye, and just looking around the lake and enjoying the fresh air, the sunshine. Mm-hmm. It was priceless.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk about, since, you know, she had mom, and I know mom, by the way, she loves to fish, everybody. And
she does.
Yeah. But, you know, if the people are mobile and can get in and out of a boat, then it's like, to me, it's wholesale. I mean, you either go out with your boat, your friend's boats, you know, you have an extra spot, put your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whoever in the boat, grandparents, and to go with you. But when you've got somebody that, you know, and I hate to say this, when you start getting into the 80s and 90s, things, the knees aren't working as well, or the hips aren't working as well. You went on that pontoon boat with Night Prowler, Billy Heim, where it's like you walk off the pier and onto the boat, bada boom, right?
Yes, it was perfect. And I know he's even had some people on his boat that were wheelchair bound, and he was able to get them on. Just getting anybody out there. I know we've done some events, my husband and I, where it's been for veterans, mm-hmm. and getting them out on the water again after so many years of not being able to do that. Mm-hmm. Physically and mentally handicapped people. I mean, we'd love to take my nephew, Mackie, out, mm-hmm. who's autistic. You know, he'll go out, but he'll catch his one fish and say, okay, I'm done. I got one, Auntie. Yeah. I'm finished.
He's finished.
But,
he's done.
You know, just getting anyone who doesn't have the ability to get out themselves, mm-hmm. they do light up as soon as they hit that water.
Yeah.
And when they catch their fish, it's like, that's just icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the other things, too, is, and if you're on a pontoon boat, most pontoon boats have a cover, not all of them, but most of them have a cover on you. So the person can be pulled back out of the wind, you know?
Yeah.
Out of the sun, so they can cool. You know, and sometimes people are on, you know, air or oxygen assistance, and you just let them fish from the cover, undercover, because they have to keep that equipment cool, out of the sun. And it's just, this gives you the chance to give back to those people, but it's like, watch their faces. They light up. They don't care if they catch a fish. They want to feel the wind in their face. I was just thinking.
Yeah, I took some pictures of mom, and she just had her eyes closed, enjoying that sunshine and the wind and the fresh air, and it was just so peaceful and wonderful to see her again in her element, you know, that she has not been able to enjoy for quite a few years. Yeah. So it was really nice. We had such a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, Billy's boat is has a cover, and even in inclement weather, it's like a plexiglass around, mm-hmm. so you don't even get wet if it starts sprinkling, or even when it's a little chill, he'll put like a heater inside, so it's a little warmer mm-hmm. inside this case. So he really has a lot of nice elements to his pontoon boat to keep people comfortable.
And, you know, if you think about it, I understand there's a wide variety of, you know, situations and problems from arthritis to, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, there are reels that you can use that have it almost looks like a remote screwdriver for the handle that'll turn a Zepco 303, 33 reel to catch fish if you don't have use of your hands. If I mean, there's so many different things that are out there for people that have some form of a challenge that they're able to still do the outdoors. And this is just fishing. I mean, when we get closer to hunting, I'm going to have this conversation with somebody else about hunting, that it's just, you are not going to believe the things that are out there and people, the state and other local clubs do for them. But when you're out with your mom or uncle or aunt, like, you know, and with Eileen there, and she, you know, did she catch anything? I got to ask.
She did. She caught a couple of smallmouths. She caught several panfish. My husband was able to catch a really nice walleye. So she, you know, just got to experience him catching a nice big fish, too. Mm-hmm. And it was just a beautiful day.
See, and this is all, I mean, trust me, you're not just giving them a day. You're opening the door to memories. And think about that. If you've got, you know, if your mom and dad are gone, there's an uncle or an aunt, or if your mom and dad are still here or your grandparents are here, give them the opportunity to go fishing. You know, first get it in your mind that if you're going alone, you're the one who's going to be their guide and do everything for them. It's like taking out a little kid, okay? I hate to tell you that. You're doing everything. And if they're going out with a guide, the guide's going to do so much to help you. Somebody like Billy is just fantastic with people of all ages, literally all ages.
Absolutely. I mean, Billy was just like, come on, Mom, here we go. You just drop it here. We got it, you know, or I'll cast it out for you. You just watch that line and reel it in when you're ready. And mm-hmm. Just such a personable person, and just a heart of gold. He's been wonderful with everyone in my family, from the kids to my in-laws. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, you know, people who don't get to go out, you know, especially those ones who might have lost their spouse.
Yes.
And that was their co-pilot, their personal guide, you know, and they don't get to get back out on the water without that person. Mm-hmm. This is just a perfect situation.
Oh, God. And I'm going to tell you, once you fish in a situation, I mean, I love, you know, fishing from a Lund or, you know, I mean, I know you guys got a fleet of boats now. You got a tracker, you got, I don't know what else you have. But, you know, what fishing in a boat is great, but when you fish in a off of a pontoon boat in a lot of areas, you're able to go into shallower waters where fish are hiding and you're able to get a lot of different fish. And you're able to, I got to stretch. I got to stand up and walk for a little bit. I mean, it's like, I like this.
The ability to move around is really nice. And like you said, just stretch the legs a little bit. It's nice.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the person that, you know, I'm speaking from my perspective, and just like you, you don't have to catch the fish. You don't have, watching somebody else, like your mom, mother-in-law, grandma, grandpa, whoever, catching their fish that they haven't caught in maybe 5, 10, 20 years, 8 years, you've caught that fish with them.
Yeah.
You had a great day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did not have the best fishing day. I caught a few pinfish, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. And I was more than fine with that because it was such a special day being back on the water with my mother-in-law.
You didn't catch the most fish, but you caught the most memories.
Absolutely.
It's all that counts. It's all that counts.
Hey, yes.
If somebody wants to get a hold of Billy, what's the best way? How do I do this?
All right. So the number that I have for Billy Heim, Night Prowler Guide Service, is 262-325-1208.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good one. And give him a buzz. Give me that phone number again. I just want to hear it.
One more time is Billy Heim, Night Prowler Guide Service, 262-325-1208.
Mm-hmm. And tell them when you call them, hey, I heard about you on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, okay? It's very important to tell them that. And just, you know, whether it's yourself, or take out somebody, a more mature outdoors person that may have not been on the water in a long time. Trust me, you won't need to catch a fish. Watching them will give you all the memories you'll ever need. That's the fact.
Absolutely.
Eileen, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to share the experience we had because it was wonderful.
Okay. Well, next time you take Mom out, I want to come along because I want her to outfish me.
Well, she's ready to go again come Labor Day. She's ready.
I bet she is. All right. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone, yes, we have the one, the only, the man of knowledge of the great outdoors, especially if he's standing or fishing or walking in water, Ken Husker O'Malley. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. My friend, you are out on the water a lot, and things are changing. I mean, you know, we've gone from hot, from decent weather, some cold nights, to hot and hotter and hot, and now we're getting into almost like a summer, aren't we? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we literally went from like a, you know, mid-spring type weather right into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we're getting those 90-degree, you know, days early June, you know, a little bit of rain, but, mm-hmm. you know, summer definitely came a lot sooner than what the calendar had.
Mm-hmm. Cool, yeah. And with, you know, it hitting so quickly, fish are adapting themselves to trying to be cooler and more oxygen, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. And the good thing about this year with that, you know, the spring we had, we didn't have much of an ice season, so those green weeds really never had a chance to die off. So, you know, we had a nice defined weed line set up, you know, during the spring season and now into summer. So those fish are relating to weeds, you know, oxygenated water on lakes. And, you know, some of the techniques you want to be using is focusing on those, you know, defined, you know, weed edges, you know, off, you know, to deeper water. But then also, you know, early morning, late evening, top water, you know, over those weeds. That is the biggest bite going right now, without question.
Because a lot of people are still thinking, oh, I got to fish the weed edges. I got to fish, you know, where the wall of weeds. Instead, you're saying, no, come right up over the top of it because they're looking up, right?
Yep, exactly. You know, and that's, you know, not only for bass, but I'm finding, you know, quality bluegill, you know, in weed pockets, you know, inside weed line. And right now, even rock, too. You know, focus on rock humps as well. I'm finding a lot of nice bluegill on those humps right now as well. So it's not necessarily always just a weed bite, you know, focus on weed. You know, you can still get them on lakes, you know, on that hard bottom, especially on, you know, when we go from drastic weather changes like we've been having,
mm-hmm.
where we've got 90s and then it crashes 20 degrees down into the 70s. We had a bunch of days like that now, mm-hmm. where we're getting those cool 70-degree days. So those fish are, you know, relating to rock because it's a little warmer water, you know, especially when the sun's out and they want to go and bask. So they're doing that a little bit as well, too, right now. So, you know, depending on the weather, you know, that's kind of some of the areas you want to focus on.
Okay. I mean, are the smallmouth reacting different than the largemouths to this weather?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for like instance, on the Kankakee River, I'm finding better concentrations of fish in the faster moving water now.
Okay.
So they're setting up faster moving water, you know, behind boulders and ledges where, you know, they're finding, you know, they're basically set up as, you know, they're called ambush points.
Mm-hmm.
And that water, that faster moving water is more oxygenated because the water temps are, you know, basically lakes, rivers are all in the, you know, 80 plus degree range. So it's a little cooler water for them, but it's more oxygenated, and that's where they're kind of setting up.
Okay. The I'm gonna shift gears off that just real quick here for a second. Since you fish the Kankakee River a lot, where are you seeing the locals down there? Yeah, you're a local down there yourself. Now I'm thinking about it.
yep, I'm local as they get.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I mean, you're seeing a lot of catfish being taken, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, not only on the river, you know, using catfish rigs, but also lakes too. You know, the catfish bite out at Shibona is going red hot right now.
Ooh, and they taste so good out of Shibona. Oh my gosh!
Yep.
Yeah, you could release the bait.
Frying them up, and you got yourself a nice nice lunch.
Yeah, you could release the bass and the, you know, but you know, the muskie, but don't release the catfish. Call me up; I'll pick them up. That is so good. But now, what are some of, you know, if I'm going to be looking for bluegills, because you know they're done spawning, they've moved, I would think, to a little bit deeper water, maybe.
Yep. Depending on, you know, that, again, the, you know, weather plays a big part in it. You know, temperature and, you know, cold fronts that have been moving in and out that we've been having, mm-hmm. where they will go and set up, you know, normally on those hot days, they're setting up in a little deeper water.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the crappie, too. Crappie are suspending now, you know, in mid-depth, you know, areas. But then when we get those cold fronts, they have a tendency to start moving in a little bit again.
Okay.
And on those cold front days that we've been having, the best bait that I've had work for me and consistently is basically downsizing, because on those cold fronts, you want to downsize. And I'm using a 3-millimeter ice jig.
What? Tipped
with a Whack'em and Stack'em, you know, little split tail plastic. And it has been absolutely, literally one fish after another.
So you're... Wait a minute. You're using an ice jig in July. I just want everybody to make sure you said that. An ice jig in July.
Yes, you heard me right. Downsizing that presentation, and I'm using a very unique custom color, and my friends of Wiggle Worm Fishing up in Madison have done for me. It's called a Wonder Bread Swirl. So it's kind of like a tie-dye. And that what's cool about that, you know, that swirl, those multicolor, you know, in that pattern, mm-hmm. is you can switch it out with a variety of different colors of plastics. So it perfectly matches depending on the mood of the fish. Pink has been probably the most, you know, consistent color right now going on those days.
Yeah, and you just, as you said, you tip it with a Whack'em and Stack'em jig, right?
Yep. Yeah, what it's called, it's a little split tail.
Split tail.
It's a little two and a quarter. 2.5-inch plastic,
mm-hmm.
just about under 3 inches.
Wow.
So again, it's another plastic that I use, you know, when I'm ice fishing,
mm-hmm.
usually, and that's the setup I go to on those cold front days, and it produces.
Wow, and you know, it's easier, but you know, bluegill seem to be more plentiful, and it's just fun to catch them on an ultralight, and you can just laugh.
Absolutely.
You're gonna laugh. You know, you think you got a, you know, 4-pound bass, and it's just, you know, a 6 or 8-inch bluegill giving you the fight of your life.
Yeah, you get into the 7s and 8s, and they're pulling some drag.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't beat that. And you know what? Even as an adult, who doesn't love seeing the bobber go under?
Oh God, yes.
The exhilaration and the thrill of that never leaves you from a child to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than when you see a bass blow up on a frog topwater or a popper or anything. There's nothing better in fishing than seeing that.
So shifting over to the other species, what should I be using for the bass at this time?
So you want to, you know, baby 1-minuses are the perfect bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic. It's going away soon, you know, unless somebody picks up that brand, you know, from Man.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, you know, a great, perfect bait to cover extensive weed flats. You're basically covering water, looking for reaction strikes, and then as you find, you know, a good concentration of fish, then you can switch off the plastics, like, you know, wacky rigging a weedless Senko or Texas rigging it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're going to slow it down a little bit.
Okay. Do you do any, you know, drop shotting on the edges of a weed bed or on a hole in a weed bed at this time of the year, or no?
No, definitely. You know, drop shotting is another good, you know, technique, especially when, you know, cold front condition,
mm-hmm.
where you're going to get those fish are a little reluctant to hit a faster moving bait. You can set up and on those weed lines and drop shot. And you can set up something that is going to be weedless. And a Nico rig is another fantastic presentation. That's
mm-hmm.
a finesse presentation where you can go weedless and get down, you know, fish a little deeper water and be able to, you know, just hop it off the bottom and bring it through and not get hung up in the weeds. And you get a lot of, you know, bass with that technique right now, too.
Cool, cool. And you don't have to be crazy with your line test, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I basically strictly use braid for all my presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the setup, I'll be going using a Finn's braid along with a fluorocarbon leader.
Okay.
Because, you know, with the braid, you're getting that sensitivity of the light bite that you want to feel. Longer cast as well. And then with a fluorocarbon leader, you want to use that, you know, as, you know, especially in clear water, then you don't have, you know, it's basically invisible underwater. So you, that's the perfect setup for most every presentation that you want to be using right now.
Cool, cool. So whether you can, every technique we just spoke about, you can use on the Kankakee River, the Iroquois River, the Illinois River, the Fox River, Chaminade Lake, and many other, you know, ponds and lakes and stuff, whatever forest preserve you want to fish, you can use all these techniques, right?
Yep, exactly. That is a do-it-all for everything you just spoke of. It covers everything.
Sounds good to me. Well, my friend, everybody, we've been talking with Mr. Ken Husker O'Malley, you know, world-renowned angler. and actually, he's a good friend of Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, you go out and have some fun this week, and I want to see some more pictures, okay?
Oh, I promise you. I'll send them.
All right. Thank you very much for giving us a little info this morning, Kenny. All right?
All right. Take care, Chauncey.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
It was named to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're having fun with me on the show in the Great Outdoors. But let's get to some fishing reports here because we've been talking a whole lot today. First of all, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Get in there as soon as you can because when you purchase a new boat with a Mercury outboard motor, they're giving you 5 years warranty. That's a couple of $1,000 warranty. Get down there now. Pick out that pontoon, fish boat, whatever you're looking at. Make sure it's powered by a Mercury outboard. And tell Wayne Libera you heard it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Aiden says, Papa, it was fun fishing with you and my other cousins. Remember, I won the fishing contest. Yeah, he did. By 2 points over them. With the whack'em and stack'em jig that you gave me. Aunt Sarah got a nice bass on an Icon plastic pre-rigged worm that was purple and a glow tail. My one cousin didn't want to fish with it, but Sarah took it and she caught a fish bigger than his. So I guess he may have learned. Dad went out with his friends at Grand Haven and on a boat, and they said the Chinook salmon, along with a mix of coho salmon and steelhead, were in 40 to 100 feet of water, going down from 50 to 110 feet of water. The pier anglers weren't doing much at all for anything, but they had a good time catching some coho salmon with shoulder pads on them. Thanks for letting me spend a couple weeks with you. Had a great time. Look forward to you coming up here and fishing with me. Thank you. It's my grandson, Aiden, and that report's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Okay, what else we got going on out there in a great outdoors? Oh, Violet Italia. That's right, my Violet Italia, the female tournament angler, said the white bass are picking up on the chain of lakes, Marie, Fox. These are the ones you want to check out. Blade baits, little tubes. Walleye are pretty active on Nipperson and Pastakee. Anywhere that you can find current, you need to drop a jig and a crawler or a Lindy rig, and you should find them. Catfish, almost anything. Cut bait, liver, chicken, stink bait, bologna, anything will catch those fish. Bluegills are still up in the shallows by the weed on the deeper sides of the weed line, so check them out with a float and just a small bite. My good buddy Dave Dewey sent me a little note, said a lot of panfish limits are being taken up there on Delavan Lake. What do you want to catch? That's exactly how we put it. What do you want to catch, Chauncey? Crappies? Okay. Bluegill? Okay. Perch? Okay. We can catch them all. So apparently the panfish are on and Delavan Lake. Get out there and have some fun. The bluegill noted were in 12 to 18 feet of water, close to the bottom, like within 6 to 8 inches. That's where you got to put that bait. The perch
12 to 13 feet of water, that's where you want to be. Pike has also been very good. Yeah, it can be really good on Delavan. When you get them, you get a big minnow or a sucker, that action is hot and heavy. So don't forget that. Walleye, though, slow. They're not doing much anything. That's a technical term. Technical. That's a technical term. My buddy Daryl, who likes to fish Big Green Lake, said bass were in about 8 to 10 feet of water on some flats that had a little bit of grass growing. Lakers are starting to get more active, but he says he doesn't fish for them, but he saw somebody else catching a couple when they were at the boat ramp. Lakers can be very aggressive with hitting a spoon or fly, but you've got to be down below 45 feet, he said. Otherwise, you're never going to find them. Okay, Daryl. Well, maybe when I get up there in a couple weeks, we'll have to go check it out, all right? Fishing has been okay on the lakefront. A few perch are still hanging around the mouth of the harbors in downtown Chicago. Minnows, crayfish, shrimp, just a regular plastic jig, you know, whack them and stack them, cubby mini mite, wax worms. That's all you need to work with. In the boat, boaters are catching some smallies yet. And they're doing it with big bite baits, using Senkos. A lot of different baits they're using and picking up some nice fish that way. That's always a really good sign to see. And it's still, we still got plenty of summertime for them to go fishing, which I love, 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 love. You heard the Captain Tony report on Lake Michigan. He's making the deep runs out there. Up in Wisconsin, though, I'll be checking that out this weekend coming. Very good for largemouth bass. Crappie, they're fair to good, but you're staying with the light action stuff. Don't get goofy. Light action things. Bluegill are small leeches, worms, mini mites, whack 'em and stack 'ems. Walleye, deep weed edges, 14 to 20 foot of water. Remember that. That's where you got to be for them. And muskie, if you're going to try for muskie up north, you're either going to do it on early mornings, warm evenings, or when there's no sun in the sky. You're going to have a better shot with some topwater baits there. Yeah, that's right. My good buddies in Chabanaw Lake, James and William, said that they're catching a catfish on shrimp all over the place. He said he saw some people trying for walleye and crappie, but he's catching catfish and having a field day doing that. That's what you call a good day fishing. In Indiana, we're seeing some perch action in Michigan City area. 15 to 20 feet of water, that's you want to be for that. Well, that was really kind of cool. And like I said, I had a great time being a Boy Scout leader and helping with kids fishing and doing a lot of other conservation work on the Waspy Scout Reservation that we're bringing you this report from. But just remember, get your kids into the outdoors. I love all the other sports, but get them into the outdoors and let them feel what's like to be out there. But, oh, I can hear the flute playing right now, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you this Native American proverb that, because I really felt it this past couple of days. It's from Chief Dan George. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Yep. Thought about that when I was laying in the field looking at the stars at night. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm. We're borrowing it all. See you next week, everybody.